Slide, please.
看下一片。
And another thing too, when we give in sermon,
我们在讲道的时候
don't conclude to say, oh, I have more to share, but we don't have enough time.
我们在做结论的时候绝对不要说因为时间上的关系我们没有办法继续分享我们现在做结论。
That's not a good conclusion.
这是一个很不好的结论。
If we said, okay, this afternoon, I'm gonna do part two, that's fine, right?But not if you're going to give sermon another 3 months, right? You cannot do part one and part two, right? The next 3 months, right? It's too long, that span, right?
如果你是接下来下午要讲第二部，你可以说下午再讲第二部。但是如果你下一次讲到是在三个月之后，你就不要想说你下次再来讲。
So that's why if the church gives us 1 hour for hymns and for prayer and for sermon, then we must use that 1 hour. Give and take, you know, 5-10 minutes. That's pretty much it, right?
那如果教会给我们一个小时来讲道、唱诗、祷告，我们就要用那个一小时把唱诗、祷告跟讲道全部都包括在内。
But the minute we say we have more to share and we don't have enough time, then people feel like, you know, I missed the whole thing. What's the deal with all the, you know, the sermon, right? This means everything that you have heard is not concluded, and everybody go home just feel everything's up in the air, right?
因为如果我们结论的时候又讲说我们今天有很多没有分享的想要分享但是时间上关系没有办法分享那听众可能就觉得说那刚才所听的都不是最重要的几点
So when, you know, when people listen to sermon
所以听众在听道理的时候
Or when even during Bible reading
就连在这个查经的时候
People need to have a closure
人需要有这个 结束
and that,
有一个结论
And that closure is a conclusion
因为我们做结论的时候他们才会有一个这个归属感
So, okay, let's next slide, please
我们看下一片
Oh, no, I'm sorry, just go back to the other slide
第六个步骤
So, exegetical and hermeneutical study, right? Structure, word, term, sentence, syntax, context, comparison, all these things You really don't need to know, right?
这里讲这个释经、这个诠释学还有这个架构这些东西这其实你不需要完全知道。
Andrew, can you put 3 verses for me on there? Is there a way?
那我们有办法在上面放三段经节吗
？Okay. Can you hear me, Andrew? Okay. Can you put Matthew chapter?
我们请放马太福音
chapter 13,
第十三章
Matthew chapter 13, verse
三章。
Verse 23.
马太福音十三章二十三节
Then Luke, I mean, and Mark chapter 4, verse 20.
马可福音第四章第二十节
And also Luke chapter 18, chapter 8, verse 15.
还有路加福音第八章第十六十五节
Now let's do exegesis and hermeneutical. On these 3 verses, right?
所以我们在这三段经节来赶快试一下这个释经学跟诠释学。
Okay, yeah, if you get a, you need your right, paper and stuff like that, right? To Oh, is that the right one?Matthew 13, yes, Matthew 13, verse 23. Sorry, bro, you had to type everything? Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay, that's good enough. Thank you. So, then Mark chapter 4, verse 20.
在马可福音第四章第二十节。
Okay. What verse are you using? NIV? Yeah. Okay. It's okay. Then Luke chapter 8, verse 15.
在路加福音第8章第15节。
Just be consistent. Just go with NIV. I guess. Okay, thank you. Okay. So when you, this is the conclusion of all the parable of the sower. These are three conclusions from three different books, right?
那这就是撒种的比喻，在三卷不同书的这个结论。
So when you read these three verses, right?
所以我们在读这三段经节。
So for example, if we do this for Bible study,
如果我们在查经的时候,
first, we're talking about the four grounds.
我们先讲这个撒种的这四个。
Here, NIV, a new soil, right? But ground is better. Ground is a better word, right?
那在这个英文的NIV版本是讲说泥土，但是其实讲这个土地。What
does the ground represent here?
因为这里讲的地是代表什么呢?
What does the ground represent?
地是代表什么?
Yes. Ground is represent heart of man.
因为地是代表人的心。So
that's why, you know, when our Lord Jesus Christ talking about the beatitude, right?
所以主耶稣在讲这个八福的时候,
I said, blessed at the meek, right? Blessed at the meek.
他讲说这个温柔的人有福了,
for they shall inherit the earth.
因为他们会继承土地,
what do you think that earth is?
你想说主耶稣讲的,
so people say, what? Inherit the earth, like the whole earth, you know? Like earth, like as in planet earth? No, it's not earth as planet earth, right? But that earth is mean ground. So when your heart is, when you are meek, Your heart become very humble, right? And then that is the earth, right? That will absorb the seed, right?
所以主耶稣说温柔的人有福，因为他们必承受土地土。这个地土不是讲这个泥土，是讲我们的心。所以心如果柔和的话，才有办法接受神的道。So
there's four grounds.
所以有四种不同的地,
four different type of hearts.
四种不同的心.
The first ground cannot bear fruit because of what?
那第一种地没有办法结果，为什么呢?
I'm assuming that you guys know all know this parable, right?
我现在是想说大家应该都知道这个比喻。What's
the first ground? Why cannot bear fruit?
第一种地是哪一种地不能结果子呢?
What's that? Stony. Yes, wayside, right?
是在路旁。And
why can it cannot bear fruit?
为什么路旁不能结果子呢?
Huh? The bird took it away. But actually, it's nothing had to do with the bird. The bird of the air, right, represent who?
那这里讲的这个天上的飞鸟是预表撒旦。
So quite often we always blame, oh, the bird of the air, the one that take the seed and they cannot grow. No, what is the problem?
实际上我们都会怪那个恶者，这个鸟把这个种子吃掉，但是问题，真正的问题是什么?
Yes. Actually, the problem is not the bird of the air, it's the heart. It's the heart. So we cannot blame on Satan for everything, right?
那主要的问题不是说撒旦把这个种子夺走，主要问题是因为这个地太硬了，这个心太硬了。
Oh, that person doesn't come to church because of Satan, right?
我们不能说啊，这个人没有来教会因为撒旦的关系。
I see, yeah, we can blame on Satan, but actually, quite often it's people's heart, right? When they hear the word of God, they just let it fall on the wayside, right? Like that.
当然我们可以说这是撒旦工作，但是主要的问题是人的心，因为我们听到神的道的时候，就让它丢到路旁一样。
If the bird of the air look at the ground and there's no seed on the wayside, what the bird can air gonna do? Nothing, right? They can do nothing.
天上的飞鸟飞过这个路旁的话，然后没有看到这个种子，种子已经进到地里面，它也不能做什么。
So actually, all these three grounds, in other words, is all about our heart. All about our heart.
这四种地都是在讲我们的心。
And because it falls by the wayside, and when they hear the word of God, they cannot what? They cannot what?
因为撒在路旁，他们听到神的道，不能做什么。
Okay, be rooted. That's the second one. But because they cannot,
他们还不能扎根，但是还不能做什么。
The first one, the first ground, right?
一种土地是他们没有办法做什么。
What was their problem? Why they cannot bear fruit?
为什么没有办法结果子？
Okay, that's the second one. It says on here, right? It says in 13. What's that? It says in Matthew 13, right?
马太福音13章这里有写。
The first ground, right?
第一种土地,
Chapter 13, verse 19.
第十三章第十九节,
when anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not what?
这里讲说凡听见天国道理, 然后接下来说什么?
Understand it. Why can they understand it? Why they cannot understand it?
不明白?
Because they never allow the seed to come in their heart, right? It just falls on the wayside, right?
因为他们不允许这个种子进到心里, 所以这个种子只好掉到路旁。
And what's the problem with the second ground?
那第二种地的问题在哪里?
Huh? Stony ground, right? Stony ground. So because of this, it cannot root it, right? Or accept, right? I'm sorry, going a little bit fast. Accept or root it, okay? Remember this.
撒在石头地上, 没有办法扎根。
And what's wrong with the third ground?
第三种地是什么问题呢?
What's wrong with the third ground?
第三种地有什么问题?
The third ground, did it bear fruit?
第三种地有没有办法结实?
Did it bear fruit?
有办法结果子吗?
Huh? A fruit that is not so good, okay?
只有结出不好的果子吗?
Actually, yes. Actually, in Luke, it says it bears fruit, but not to maturity. Right?
在路加福音说是有结果子，但这个果子没有办法成熟。
Why? Because the deceitful riches and the key of the world choke it, right? So it bears fruit, but it's not edible. It's not, mature, right?
所以它是有办法结出开始结果子，但世上的思虑跟钱财的迷惑就把它掐住了。
Now listen to the conclusion.
再来我们看这个结论
of this of the fourth ground. Right.
这是第四种地的结论.
What do you see? What is how? Why did the person bear fruit in the first one in the book of Matthew? Why?
在马太福音为什么第四种地可以结出果子?
Why? Yes.
这里说他明白.
A good ground when you preach, their heart right will accept it and they will understand the word of God. Right?
一个好的这个土地，如果你传福音给他，他的心有办法接受。
And the second one, why did it bear fruit?
那第二种 第二个经卷里面为什么可以接受?
Yes, they accept it.
这是好的土地有办法.
And then the third one?
那第三种土地,
why did they bear fruit?
为什么有办法结出果子?
What is that? Yes, keep it.
他听了又有办法持守.
This is the process of every single one of us. Right?
所以这是我们每个人要经历的过程.
When we listen to the word of God,
当我们听到神的道,
we must have a good and noble heart.
我们必须有一个好的心.
This means a heart of humility.
就是这个充满谦卑的心.
So when the word of God comes inside your heart,
所以当神的道进到我们心,
the first thing we need to do, we understand it.
我们需要做的第一件事情就是去明白.
After we understand it, we must what, accept it.
明白之后必须去领受.
When you accept it, then we must keep the word of God.
接受之后要持守.
If we don't keep the word of God, even though we understand and accept it, then we will not be able to continue to bear fruit.
如果我们就算明白然后又领受神的道但是不去持守的话还是没有办法结出果子.
So when we have Bible study, right?
所以我们有查经的时候,
for example, how do we know the bird of the air is the evil one?
比如说我们怎么知道说这个天上的鸟是恶者?
How do we know that?
我们是怎么知道说这个鸟是恶者呢?
In Matthew chapter 13, how many parables? In Matthew chapter 13.
在马太福音13章有几个比喻?
How many parables in chapter 13?
13章里面有几个比喻?
What's that? 7.
7个比喻.
Go in once. No, go in twice. How many?
有几个比喻?
8.
有8个比喻.
Yes. What is the last one?
那最后一个比喻是什么呢?
What is that?
That's
the seventh one.
撒网的比喻是第七个比喻，第八个比喻是什么?
The eighth one, because parable is something like something, right? Like the kingdom of heaven is like.
比喻是把两个东西做相比，所以在讲说天国好像一样东西.
And the last parable, the kingdom of heaven is what? Like what?
所以最后一个比喻说天国像什么呢?
A householder.
Right?
Bring things old and new. Actually, this old and new for me is the Old Testament and New Testament, right?
对我来说, 这旧跟新的东西是指旧约跟新约。
And that is the end time that you and I will go out and preach the gospel and be able to expound, right, God's word from the Old Testament and New Testament, then bring many people to know Jesus Christ.
就是在指我们在末世的时候，我们有办法好好的解释旧约跟新约来说出神的道理。
So you can see, right, when you put these three verses together, now when you look at the tale of the sower, it's much more clear, right?
It's much more clear. And
then when we preach the gospel to others, we cannot always blame on Satan. But people's hearts are hardened also. Just like I shared with you before, one time a brother, every time he commits sin against God, he always blames on Satan, right?
就好像有一位弟兄每次犯罪的时候就怪撒旦
And one day Satan showed up saying, Hey, why do you blame everything on me?
有一天撒旦就显现给他就问他说你为什么总是怪我
Your heart, the one that lusts after evil things I didn't do anything You're the one that lusts after that, right? That's what the Satan said to him, right?
你的心自己去追求这些邪恶的东西你怎么总是怪我呢
And I would, if our heart is good Satan can never do anything to us
也就是说如果我们的心是好的话撒旦对我们也是没有办法的
But when we read the word of God listen to the word of God
但是如果我们读神的道 又听神的道,
And we just let it fall on the wayside
但是我们又让神的道 掉到路旁,
then whatever little we have, Satan will come and take it all. Right?
我们不管有多少撒旦就会过来把它夺走。
If our heart is like a stony ground,
但如果我们心像石头地,
yeah, we're so excited when we listen to the word of God, isn't it? But we are not rooted ourselves, then trial and tribulation come because of the word, then bye-bye, you're gone, right?
虽然我们刚开始听神的道很兴奋，觉得很精彩 但是因为没有扎根 所以患难一来到我们的这个道理就没有了
And the third ground, yes, we start to bear fruit
那第三种地虽然开始结果
We get so excited
我们开始很兴奋
But we not continue to make sure this fruit come to maturity So it's edible for everybody right?
但是我们没有继续来照顾这个果子 让它成熟 所以大家也得不到果子
No, right now in my backyard I have two peach trees Peach tree, right?
那现在在我的这个后院，我有两棵这个水蜜桃树。
And each peach tree has about 100 fruit right now. Around about 100 tree, 100, right?
那现在每一棵这个水蜜桃树大概已经开始结了100棵这个水蜜桃。
But if I want to the fruit to become mature and be able to edible, what must I do?
但是如果我要这个水果成熟可以吃的话，我必须做什么？
Uncle Ping, what's that?
100 is too many.
Yes. 100 is way too many. So in our word, you must, you know, if there's 5 in one branch, you must choose only maybe 1 or 2. You must get rid of the 3. Why? Because if the other 3 also grow it, will choke it, it can never become mature to eat. And it's so true.
如果我要任何水蜜桃成熟的话，我必须去修剪这个水蜜桃树，因为一百颗现在长出100颗太多了，然后全部100颗会把其他的这个水果的这个充分全部夺去，所以我必须如果一个树枝有5颗，要剪掉4颗。
See, Uncle Ping and I, we talk a lot about growing fruit trees and stuff, so you know the kind of stuff, right?
So Uncle Ping 跟我经常在讲这个种水果树的一些事情.
But the thing is, we get very excited, wow, there's a lot of fruit, right? My nephew, you see, wow, Uncle, there's so much fruit, right?
那我们看到这个水蜜桃树这么多果子，我们就很兴奋，因为我侄儿就跟我说，叔叔，你看这么多水蜜桃.
If we want that fruit to become mature, be able to be edible, we must sacrifice some of the fruits on that branch, we must.
但是如果你想要任何水蜜桃成熟可以吃的话，你必须牺牲上面在长的一些水蜜桃。
So in our word, in our spiritual life, if we really want to continue to grow and bear fruit as edible, right? That means we must really sacrifice a lot of things in our life.
那对我们的灵命来讲，就是说，如果我们希望我们的灵性成长，让我们灵性成熟的话，我们必须在生命当中牺牲很多不同的东西。Okay.
You can see this very clearly now, right?
So we can see this.
This is exegesis and hermeneutic, right? You must go through this when you have Bible study leading sermon.
这就是释经学跟诠释学，我们在带领查经或是准备讲道的时候都必须经过这个步骤。
Actually, God's word is always in order.
我们可以看到，其实神的道总是有顺序的。
If you read Lamentation, right?
就我们读耶利米哀歌。
Lamentation, it starts from the beginning with the Hebrews word is what? Deacon Wong, you must know, you study a lot of those kind of stuff, right?
耶利米哀歌我们知道说他一开始的时候是用希伯来字的那个字
How did the author write Lamentation?
这个耶利米哀歌的作者是怎么写耶利米哀歌呢?
What's that? He was sad, yes. But how did he, you know, when he organized the Lamentation, how did he start from what?
但是他整理这个书卷是怎么整理的?
Actually, he starts from the Hebrews first alphabet to the last alphabet. It's all in order. It's so beautiful, really.
如果我们去读耶利米哀歌，其实这个作者写这个书卷的方法是从这个希伯来语的语言的这个第一个字母写到最后一个字母。
If we read Lamentation in English, we cry, but if we read in Hebrews, we cry even more. It's how beautiful it is.
耶利米哀歌是用这个翻译版本来读的话，我们可能会很感动。但是如果读原文的这个希伯来文会更感动。
And let's go to 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
我们现在翻到哥林多前书第十章。
1 Corinthians chapter 10. Let's find the topic, find introduction, main body, and conclusion.
哥林多前书第十章，我们现在来自己来找我们的这个开场白、这个序言、主体还有这个结论。
And hopefully, we don't have another seminar for homiletics, right?
我们接下来没有再安排讲道学的
for this year, right? We don't.
今年是没有再安排另外一个讲习。
Maybe next year we'll continue because actually there's a lot we can study together and learn together and improve a sermon given a Bible reading, right?
那可能我们明年再继续办一次，然后我们再继续学习，因为有很多可以在这个查经上或者准备讲道上再做学习。
Okay, 1 Corinthians chapter 10.
哥林多前书第十章。
So verse 1 to verse 13.
第一到第十三节。
So you see, right, Sister Margie asked us earlier, right? Oh, no, doing Bible study, just like here in chapter 10.
那我们在查经的时候，像在第十章这里,
there's 33 verses.
这里有33节。
But how can we really organize, to share what's important in this whole chapter?
但是我们要怎么去整理这个 这一章最早出最重要的几点呢?
First, in chapter 10, verse 1 to verse 13,
我们先看第十章第一到十三节,
how many sermons can you give from this chapter?
我们从这几段经节可以讲几篇道理。
What do you think? Okay, let's, before we go into that, let's...
我们在讲这个之前,
what is the introduction? Right.
这里的开场白是什么?
Usually we just take more time for you to do it, but now we don't have too much time, right? So let's just speak out loud.
通常我们会叫大家自己来练习，但是因为我们时间不多，我们就大家一起来练习。What
is the introduction? What verse is the introduction?
这里哪一节才是这个开场白?
Andrew? Yes. Can you write it when they say it, please? Okay. What verse is the introduction?
这里哪几节是这个序言开场白?
What do you think?
大家 觉得如何呢?
Okay, before that, let's find a topic.
在那之前我们先找出题目好了。
From verse 1 to verse 13, what is the topic that can be able to bring theme and direction to verse 1 to verse 13?
第1到13节，这里我们可以找出什么题目，可以让我们定下一个主题跟方向。
Are you cheating? Okay.
A warning from Israel
history. A warning from Israel history. Okay.
以色列人历史上的一些警戒.
If that is the case, what verse should we use that is, go with that well, right?
那如果我们要把这个定为题目的话，我们要用哪几段经节?
6. These things became our example to the intent. Okay, now these things became our example. But how do you word that into a topic? What do you think?
那我们要怎么把这个作为这个道理的题目?
Okay, learning from Israel's mistakes, okay.
是不是把题目定为从以色列人的错误来学习?
Okay. Okay, be imitator of Christ, okay.
是效法基督。
If you, okay, let's go, okay, let's put that, be imitator of Christ, right?
那我们把题目作为效法基督。
So what is the
introduction? 那这个开场白序言是要做什么呢？
Okay, yield not to temptation, okay?
那开场白是说不要进入试探。
What would you talk about yield not to temptation?
那不要陷入试探的时候要说什么？
Okay, evil thing, stop right there, don't do it, right?
是就讲说不要看到邪恶的东西，不要去做，就停住。
We can use this passage. What should we use?
但是如果我们只用
Actually, this is a really good start. This is a really good start.
我们只用这个十三节要讲什么？其实这是很好的开
始。Be imitator of Christ, right?
如果我们讲说做效法基督的人
，Then when you try to introduce,
那我们要做开场白的时候
，What are you going to say?
我们要说什么？
What's that? Or don't imitate the Israelites. Okay, do the... Okay.
是不是要说,
then we might change the topic.
我们不要效法以色列人。但是如果要做这个的话, 就要把题目改变。
So that's why it's so important. When you come up with a topic, make sure you know your introduction, your main point, your conclusion, right? If you just throw a topic out, then now you're going to try to find, oh, what goes with the topic? And then it's much more difficult.
所以在定题目的时候，主题跟方向要先知道，因为如果我们只这样直接选个题目的话，就很难找出这个开场白跟这个方向。
But when you know your introduction, your main body, your conclusion, and then the topic will just come out.、Right?
但是如果我们已经知道我们的开场白、我们的这个主题、我们的结论的话，要定题目就很简单。
So when you say be imitator of Christ, then say yield not to temptation. That's the introduction.
如果我们说要效法基督，然后开场白就说不要陷入试探吗？
OK。
那我想说，如果我要讲效法基督的话，可能开场白我会讲，之前在这个灵恩布道会，侯长老讲说，我们跟基督是有这个父子的关系，讲到我们身为儿子，那可以用第三节。
Actually, if we use verse 1 to verse 13, right? Be imitator Christ. It is a good topic, but the topic cannot capture the whole 13 verses. It's very difficult to do, but it's doable, definitely, right?
那其实如果我们只是想要用一到十三节的话，我们题目可以是定为效法基督，但是只是要讲效法基督的话，很难只用这十三节来讲。
But let's go with this topic. See what you think.
但我们现在就试用这个题目，我们来看看怎么讲。
All these things are written for our admonition.
这些全部的东西都是为我们做我们的境界来写。
What verse is that?
这是哪一节？
Verse 11.
第十一节。
Okay.So let's go with that, right?
这里讲说，这全部都是要作为见解。
Did you get that, Andrew? It's verse 11.
第十一节这里的。
That's all these things are written for our admonition.
这里讲说这些事都要做，并写在经上为我们做见解。
Or for our example.
或是为我们做这个例子来看。
If that is the topic,
如果我们的题目是这样子
，What's your introduction?
我们的开场白
，What verses can be the introduction?
我们可以用哪些经节来作为开场白
？But Tony, what do you think, brother?Okay. It's introduction now. Introduction. Maybe that's a good for the main body. But introduction, how can we introduce, right? And make everybody feel like, oh, I want to learn this. I want to know this.
I mean, the kind of history that we
Yes, and what incident that the 23,000 fell? And what?
那第八节讲到说,
how did they, why did they fall? What did they do?
历史上有23,000人, 被神倒, 一天就倒闭, 但是他们是做什么倒闭呢?
I should just put these. These were written, right?
所以我们题目是说, 这些,
can you just center that? Can you just center the topic, please? Okay. Okay, for the time's sake, verse 1 to verse 5, verse 1 to verse 5 is an introduction.
其实1到5节是我们的开场白。
Okay. And why this is a good introduction?
为什么1到5节是很适合做我们的开场白?
For example, we can say, right?
比如说我们可以这样子来说,
we read the 5 verses.
我们把1到5节都读一遍,
so we can say, the chosen people of God.
我们会说神的选民,
when they were in the land of bondage,
他们在这个, 在受捆绑的时候,
God brought them out through His mighty hand.
神用他的大能的, 大能的手把他们拯救出来,
and they were all under the cloud.
他们全部都在云下,
and they all passed through the sea.
他们也从海中经过,
and they were baptized in the cloud and in the sea.
他们在云中跟海中都,
and they ate
受洗,
the same spiritual food.
他们都吃了一样的灵水,
and they all drank the same spiritual drink.
也喝了一样的灵水,
and the drink of that spiritual rock, and that rock was Christ.
那他们所喝的这个从灵磐石流出的这个水，这个磐石就是基督。
But many of them, God would not please.
但是他们中间有很多人，神不喜欢。
So God spread, scattered the body all over the wilderness.
所以神就把他们的尸体分散在旷野当中。
So we must learn from the example.
所以我们必须从他们来学习。
As you and I still alive,
我们现在还活着。
There's still an opportunity for us to learn from them so we can change ourselves.
我们还有机会从他们身上学习来改变我们自己。
Okay, this is my introduction.
这就是我的开场白。
Okay. I'm excited, right? Just hearing you, I just try to make you feel excited too, right? You have to do that, right?
我跟大家分享的时候，我自己就已经开始很兴奋了，因为我兴奋才要跟大家分享。If
you go up to give sermon, you're not excited, don't expect the congregation to be excited, right?
如果你上台讲到你自己都感到不兴奋的话，你不要期待这个听众也跟你一起兴奋。You
have to be 10 times more excited in the congregation, so the congregation can be at least 10% excited. Right?
如果你至少要比这个听众这个兴奋。 更兴奋10倍以上,
so, and then the main body.
那再来我们讲这个主体,
first point.
主体的第一个重点,
verse 6.
第六节,
lust after evil things.
他们这个贪恋恶事,
second point.
第二个重点,
verse 7.
第七节,
do not become idolaters.
他们拜偶像,
third point.
第三个重点,
verse 8.
第八节,
do not commit sexual immorality.
不要行,
Point 9.
下一点,
do not tempt Christ.
第九节是不要试探基督,
fifth point.
第五点,
do not complain.
不要发怨言.
Oh. Okay. Did you get that, Cindy? Okay, thank you. Yes, look at, right?
所以我们可以看到这几点,
you can, this is the 5 examples we should follow and learn from the Israelites.
这就是我们要从以色列百姓上面身上所学的五点。
And when we say, oh, lust after evil things,
所以我们讲贪恋恶事,
what is the evil things?
他们所贪恋的恶事是什么呢?
Money, no, no.
是钱财吗? 不是。
We must go back. What is that evil thing that they lust after in the Old Testament, right?
我们必须回去看在旧约里面以色列百姓贪恋的恶事到底是什么。
So Cindy, in front of the first point, can you put Numbers chapter 11?
那我们可以在第一点这边看民数记第十章,
verse 4,
第四节,
then verse 32 to verse 35.
32到35节。
Okay. So we go to Numbers.
所以如果我们去民数记,
this is what it means to lust after evil things.
这里就讲到说贪恋恶事到底是什么意思?
And this first point can be one sermon within itself.
那这第一个重点本身就可以作为一篇道理。
So in 1 Corinthians chapter 10 could be 5 sermons, at least 5 sermons.
所以在哥林多前书这个几段经节里面至少有五篇道理。
Because when we go to Numbers chapter 11 verse 4, verse 32, verse 35, actually that's a whole sermon.
因为如果我们跑到这个民数记十一章第四节、三十二章、三十五节，这就是一整篇道理。
And then do not become idolaters.
这里讲说不要拜偶像。
And of course, you can go back to Exodus chapter 32, verse 1 to verse 10.
我们就可以回到出埃及记32章1到10节。
Okay. And then, can you print it out, Cindy, after, and then you can take it home? Then you can start to study yourself, right? And to practice. If you were going to give sermon, if you were going to lead Bible study, how can you get that from there, right? And then the third point, do not commit sexual immorality.
It's
Numbers chapter
25,
verse 1 to verse 11.
1到11节.
Okay. Then, verse 9.
在第九节,
verse 9.
在第九节.
Do you notice, verse 9, do you notice something very strange?
你有注意到说第九节有一个很奇怪的一点。
What is it?
是什么呢?
Yes.
这里这个古卷有小字说古卷是说 不要试探基督。
Why did the author say do not tempt Christ?
但是基督是新约的东西，怎么会在旧约里面呢？
If that is the case, what is the author trying to tell us about Christ?
如果这个作者故意写基督，作者是让我们学习到什么？
That he is God.
就是说，基督就是神。
Everybody get that?
大家有注意到吗？
That is exegesis and hermeneutical, right? That's what we study. Why would the author say, "Do not tempt Christ"? Christ did not exist in a time. He exists only. He was God. So Christ is God. Right? Christ is God.
这个本身就是这个释经学跟这个诠释学，就是我们看到说，因为基督不可能在旧约里面，所以如果基督在旧约，就是说他本身就是神。
And then do not tempt Christ. You can go to Exodus chapter 21, verse 4 to verse 9.
那不要试探基督，可以到出埃及记21章。
And Numbers chapter 21, verse 6 to verse 9 too, right?
还有民数记。
Then do not complain.
再来不要发怨言.
Exodus 16, 1 to 3.
出埃及记16章1到3节.
You see how much preparation we have to do? A lot of preparation.
预备工作其实很多.
And you give sermons only 30 minutes, right? You prepare like 10 hours for it, you know?
那你要讲到说你只讲30分钟，你准备可能10个小时.
But in other words, when you're giving sermon or leading Bible study, you are the expert. You are the expert.
但是话就话说，我们在带领查经、在讲道的时候，我们就是这一篇道理的专家。
So when it comes to these five different topics, you are the expert. So you must explain to others. Right? So that's how Bible leaders or sermon givers, you know, have to be. Right?
讲到这五个题目，这五个重点的时候，我们必须是这五个题目的专家。所以我们带领查经或是讲道的时候，都应要这样子。So
what is the conclusion?
所以结论是什么？
Yeah, can you make that smaller and put the topic, the introduction, the main body.
所以我们可以把这个字面缩小，所以我们可以看到这个主题、这个序言、主体跟结论.
What is the best verse for conclusion?
要用哪一节作为结论最好呢？
Okay, verse 11. Now all these things. Okay.
是第11节吗？
Okay, anybody else? Verse for conclusion?
还有其他人吗? 我们用哪一节做结论比较好?
What's that? 13. Yes, 13 is a better conclusion for this topic.
13节其实对这个题目来讲是比较好的。
Why? Because after we share people, right?
所以我们跟大家分享完,
do not lust after evil things. Do not become idolater. Do not commit sexuality. Do not. But, you know, God is faithful. God is faithful.
跟大家分享说，不要做这些事情。我们到最后结论就说，但是神是信实的。
And He would never allow us, right, to be tempted more than we can handle.
他不会让我们试探过于我们能所受的。
But every temptation we go through, He always gives us a way to get out.
但是我们每次受试探的时候，他总要给我们开一条出路。So
when you conclude like this, people feel, oh, thank God. Right? So you don't feel a kind of hopelessness in the sense, man, you know, the lust after evil things, to commit adultery, you know, it's the chance to do that is very high, right? It's very high.
很无力，没有希望，因为他们听到这些说，我们不要贪恋恶事，然后不要行淫事呢，这其实都很难。
So do not lust after evil things. What's that evil things in Book of Numbers? What is it?
那不要贪恋恶事，我们大家知道说《民数记》十一章的恶事是什么
？Yes, they want some meat, right?
所以在《民数记》的他们贪恋的恶事是说他们一直。想要吃肉
They say, God, why do you take us out here to be die out here, right?
他们就埋怨主说你神你为什么把我们带到旷野让我们等死
In Egypt, right, there's leeks, there's carrots, there's celery, there's so many things, but I'm here dying with manna every day, right?
在埃及我们有各样的食物可以吃但是在旷野我们就是有manna每天只能吃manna
So God rained quails, right? You guys have eaten quails before?
所以神就降下
Oh, quails, fried quail is really good.If you eat quails before, you know, when you eat quails, the chances for you to stick in your teeth is very high. Quail meat is more tough, and every time you eat it, it sticks in your teeth. So that's why when they say, when the meat was stuck in their teeth, God sent plagues and killed them. For me, I picture very clear, you know, while eating, get the meat stuck in their teeth, and just all die. It's sad, right?
民数记的讲到说神赐这个鹌鹑给他们吃那不晓得各位有没有吃过鹌鹑我吃过因为鹌鹑的这个肉很容易夹在牙齿里面所以当圣经讲说肉还夹在他们牙齿的时候神把他们挤死我完全有办法想象这个荧幕
Then do research and do research What is a quail? Right? Because that's they yearn for that kind of meat right? God sent quail so do research a little bit on the quail What is quail meat? How big they are? This and thatOf course, sometimes this kind of information is just you know, to make people feel like if you don't know about quail, now you know about quail, right?
所以我们在做准备的时候也要可以做一些研究。如果我们不晓得鹌鹑是什么，我们可以去做研究，说鹌鹑长什么样子，吃起来像怎么样，所以这个听众才会对这个有一点了解。
For me, because I love to eat quail, so when the Bible tells me why the meat is still stuck in their teeth and the plague came upon them, I can picture more vividly.And because a lot of time when I eat quail, it's stuck on my teeth too, right? I can picture it, right?
因为我很喜欢吃鹌鹑，所以圣经讲说这个肉还夹在他们牙齿之间，那灾难就降在他们身上的时候，我有办法真的想象这个整个荧幕。
So is there a way we can print this out and we give it to all of you, right? Then really, if you go through this, this means you can give at least five sermons.At least five sermons.
我们可以试着把这个印出来给大家一份，因为如果我们按照这个方法来看的话，真的有五篇不同的道理。
And next time if you have to lead Bible study, 1 Corinthians chapter 10, you can talk for five sessions.
所以下次如果你要带领查经，然后是哥林多前书第十章，你可以讲至少。
And you'll be able to control verse 1 to verse 13, right? Very well, very well.
有办法很好的控制第一到第十三节。
Okay. Yes.Oh, the topic is up there already. These were written for our admonition. That's the topic.
所以如果我们讲这个一篇道理的题目，我会定为这些都是为我们鉴戒来写的。
Go ahead.
那除了这个之外，我们还有哪些题目我们可以选，让这个观众比较有一起这个好奇心
？So Uncle Ping, so this topic doesn't excite you, right? It seems like it's not too interesting, right?
所以可能对 Uncle Ping 来说，这个题目本身不会让他太兴奋。
So for me, my thought is when I read this topic, all these things you wonder, I mean, what are all these things, right? What are all these things they're going to talk about, right? This is my thought, right?
对我个人来说，我如果想说。这些东西都是写给我们的境界，境界的话，我会想说这些东西是什么呢
？Is there something else you think is more exciting?
我们还有可以想到。
Shall we like ancient Israeli again?
Okay.
那我们可不可以定一个题目为我们又要像这些古代的以色列人一样吗
？Yeah. So when we say Can we be, should we, yeah? Should we become like the Israelites again? Right, again?
那如果我们题目定为我们是不是应该又像以色列人一样吗
And that topic, I think when you talk about that topic, actually we are the spiritual Israelites, right?
我们讲这个题目的时候其实我们是属灵的以色列人
And then we must focus more on talking about you know, eating, right, the same spiritual food, right? If we want to be like them or things like that, right?
所以如果我们定这个题目的话，我们要把注意力放在我们都像就是像属灵的以色列人，我们是吃同样的食物。
In other words, doesn't matter what topic you come up with.
换句话说，就是说，不管你讲什么题目，
what is the most important thing if you get your topic?
你找到题目之后最重要是什么？
Then what? Then what must you have?
你最重要有的是什么？
Your introduction must be strong.
你的这个开场白，
your main body must be strong.
还有你的肢体都要很强。
Your conclusion must be strong.
你的结论也要，
but be strong to the topic that you have.
但是你在准备这些开场白主体结论的时候，是要一定跟你的这个主题是相称的。
So, if you say, should we be like the Israelites again, then you have your own introduction, you have your own main body, you have your own conclusion, right?
所以如果我们题目是讲说我们是，我们又要像以色列人一样吗？我们必须找出我们自己的开场白主题，这个主体，还有这个结论。
The reason I would not choose a topic because it's too much work for me because it's a vast topic. You do a lot of research in that. And the same thing, be imitator of Christ, right? Be imitator of Christ.
那我不会选这个题目的原因是因为这个题目其实非常的广，所以要做很多的这个准备。那如果我们有一个效法基督的这个题目也是一样。
And here, 1 to 13 has nothing to do with imitating Christ.
但是这里1到13节没有讲到效法基督。
But if you want to bring the topic,
但是如果我们要讲这个题目,
we must do all the other research to bring it back to this chapter, right? So now there's a lot of work too, right? Oh, you have time, yeah. Just do it, right? What does it mean to be imitator of Christ? What must we do this and that, right?
我们必须去找圣经里面所有的这些根据去做研究。所以如果再把它带回来到这个十章1到13节，但是就有实践的话，当然可以去这么说。So
in other words, if you can cook, right, shark fin soup, make sure there's shark in the soup. The shark fin is in the soup. Right?
比如说，如果我们要煮这个鱼翅汤的话，要确定说里面真的有鱼。
You cannot say shark fin soup. You give people, you know, imitation crab meat soup.
如果你要煮什么鱼汤的话，你不能给他假的。
So sermon topic is the same thing. Don't make people so excited. I'm going to eat shark fin soup. And all of a sudden, oh, actually, it's imitation crab meat. It's not shark fin.
所以就好像如果你要讲到之前，你跟大家说我们会吃这一道菜，但是其实你是给他们假冒的话，他们就不是很高兴。
So that's why don't over exaggerate your topic. You have nothing to back up. That's even worse than a boring topic.
所以不要故意找一个很大的题目，但是比我们要讲的这个道理其实还要更大，因为这样子的话比一个无聊的题目还要更糟。
Sometimes a boring topic.
有时候如果找一个很无聊的题目,
you have a good introduction, good main body, good conclusion, and everybody like so surprised, like, wow, the sermon is so good. But why? Because you expect, expectation is very low because the topic is so boring, right? Really, it's like this.
有时候如果题目这个定为很无聊的一个题目，但是我们开场白主体跟那个结论都做得很好呢，反而因为大家标准已经放得很低，就会很惊讶说这个 这篇到底怎么讲得这么好？
But what's better is good topic, good introduction, good main body, good conclusion. Then everybody expects everything throughout, right?
但最好的就是说，题目要好的题目，然后开场白、主体、结论都。
And let's go to 1 John.
我们现在到约翰一书。
I mean, you leading Bible study and giving sermon is so important to bring testimonies, right?
在带领查经跟讲道的时候，要
when we read the verse in the Bible,
读圣经里面的经节,
we explain the verse.
我们会解释这个经节,
and after explaining the verse, what must we do?
我们解释完经节必须做什么?
And most of the time when we explain the verse, we use other verses in the Bible to explain that verse. It's very important, right?
通常我们解释一个经节，我们会用圣经其他的经节来解释，是非常重要的。
Then the next thing, after we explain the verse, what we should do next?
但是我们解释完经节要做什么?
What is the next step?
我们解释完一段经节，下一步是做什么?
What is the next step?
下一步要做什么?
Yes, yes.
再要讲说怎么去应用。
After we explain the verse, we must bring the verse into life, right? In other words, life application.
再来，我们解释完就要把它给这一段经节有生命，就是说我们必须带到这个生活上的应用。
Look at 1 John. We will conclude with these couple of verses here. 1 John chapter 1. That which was from the beginning, which we have heard, which we have seen with our eyes, which we have looked upon, and our hands have handled concerning the word of life. Verse 2. The life was manifested, and we have seen and bear witness and declare to you that eternal life which was with the Father was manifest to us. Verse 3. That which we have seen and heard, we declare to you, that you also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus Christ. So here, right, the author says, look, it's from the beginning.
所以这个作者说, 从起初,
this is the word of life.
Right?
We have heard,
我们是听见的,
we have seen,
看见的,
and we have handled, I mean, we have looked upon,
亲眼看过,
we have handled.
那亲手摸过,
then what? This word manifests.
然后这个生命就显出,
so now when we're leading Bible study, giving sermon, don't just leave the word of God up there in heaven.
就是说我们带领查经或是讲道的时候, 不要把这个神的道留在天上,
and I would don't just talk about theology.
就是说不要只是讲神学,
right? Because sometimes when we give sermon, we use big words, we use, you know, homiletics, and we use apologetics, we say, you know, exegete Jesus and stuff like that, we sound all cool, right?
有时候我们讲到说有一大堆专有名词讲说什么讲道学、卫道学、这个事权学，然后就觉得说我们很有学问。
But nobody understands what we're talking about.
但是讲这些专有名词，没有人听得懂。
The point, the reason why we give sermons so people can understand what we're talking about.
但是我们讲道的目的是让大家要知道我们在说什么。
Yes, if you're sharing with a theological student, yes, you can use all this terminology until you're blue in the face. It's fine. But for the normal congregation, you must use the weather, the sun, the whatever. For people to understand, right?
当然，如果是讲课给神学生，那你也可以用一堆专有名词。但是如果是讲到给这个一般信徒听的话，是要讲用信徒听得懂的语言去讲。
So we have to hear.
所以我们必须先听见。
How can we hear?
我们怎么可以听见？
How can we hear the word of God?
我们怎么可以听见神的道呢？
Right? This is the first thing we must do. We must hear, right?
你要做
before, he say, in which we have seen and declare to you, before we can declare the word of God, first we must hear. And then second, we must see. How can we hear the word of God nowadays? It's
not...
doing fellowship with brothers and sisters, Bible study and things like that.
跟弟兄姐妹团契的时候, 在查经的时候,
and listen to sermon.
在听道的时候,
and you listen to sermon online.
可以在这个网络上听到,
this is hearing, right?
这就是听见道理。
Then how do we see?
但是我们怎么看见呢?
By reading God's word, right?
看见就是我们自己去读经。
You see God's word in the Bible.
我们在读圣经的时候,
在圣经里面看到神的道。 But after we hear, after we see with our eyes, then what we must do?
我们听见看见之后, 接下来做什么呢?
We must look upon.
我们必须亲眼看过。
What's the difference between seeing and look upon?
看见跟亲眼看过有什么差别呢?
What's the difference?
有什么差别?
Brother, what do you think?
弟兄,
okay, what's that? Just think about the words, right? Seeing and look upon.
如果我们只是想这两个, 不同的地方, 看见跟亲眼看过有什么不同?
For example, right? You look, right now you see your wife, right?
比如说你现在看见你的太太。
Okay, and then you look upon her, right?
在你亲眼看过。
Which one is more intimate?
哪一个比较有亲密度?
What's that? Yes. Yes. So in other words, when you see something, oh yes, okay, I see Brother Tony, right? But with very few times I would look upon Brother Tony, because why would I, right? It's strange, the word itself is too intimate. I see my wife, but I look upon my wife. You see, right? It's different, it's more intimate, right?
但是很少时间我会说我亲眼看过Tony弟兄，因为这 用这个用词太亲密了，所以我大家只会亲眼看过我自己太太。
So when we see the word of God,
所以我们看见神的道的时候,
we want to look closer, we must look upon it, right? Deeper, try to understand the word of God.
我们必须更想要更接近的来看, 要亲眼看过,
then we handle it.
再来我们要亲手摸过。
This means everyday life, we go through life, we can handle it, right?
就是说, 在每天的生活当中, 我们必须对神的这个话有摸触,
and we put God's word into practice.
就是说我们要实行出来神的道。
Okay, if we come up here to preach about a certain topic,
如果我们到台上讲一个题目,
and for example, you know, when we come to church, you must dress very nice. Right? Then you up here giving a sermon, your t-shirt is ripped, and you have pair of ripped jeans on, right?
And you talk about you must dress nice, right? 但是你在这个台上讲道的时候, 你就穿一件很破的这个 t-shirt, 然后这个牛仔裤也都破了。
What do you think the audience is going to listen to us?
你想说这个听众会想要听吗?
No more battery. Oh yeah, okay, come back on. Okay. So I thought talking about dressing, you thought like, hey, my pants looks cool. I thought you were saying that. So no, really, when we're talking about when we handle this, mean every day people look upon us, they see us, we must be an example. God's word must become our daily living, a part of us.
就是说我们讲亲手摸过神的道，就在每天生活当中必须去运用。 我们可以自己作为榜样，其他人看得出来。
If we don't, if we cannot handle God's words, mean in our everyday lives, then when we speak, our speech is very limited. But our speech have no power.
如果我们在我们的日常生活上没有办法运用神的道的话，我们讲道的时候就没有力量，是很有限的。So
and the next one.
那下一个。
That the life was manifested and we have seen, right?
这生命已经显现出来，我们也看见过。
I mean, when we give in servant, we must manifest this word of God not only in the ear but also in people's life.
就是说，我们在讲这个道理的时候，不只是在这个讲道上让神的道显现出来，但是在他们生命上也要看见。It's
important to use testimony.
所以用见证，分享见证是很重要的。And
when we use testimonies, and then people see that, wow. Really, we can practice God's words in our life.
因为我们在分享见证的时候，听众才会知道说我们在生命当中也可以来用神的道。We
always finish anyway. We're gonna sing hymns soon.
那我们已经快结束了。
Talk about simple life, right? Just okay. All right, so that's why it's very important when we, you know, share the word of God, we must bring it to life.
所以我们在分享神的道的时候，必须把它带有生命。
Then people will get excited. Right?
就是带给他生命，所以大家才会感到兴奋。But
sometimes to be able to bring new testimonies, new example is very difficult.
但是有时候要分享新的见证。 这很困难。
Right now I've been in Dallas, I mean been in Texas almost 1 year, I'm always run out of testimony already, right? Really.
我现在德州已经差不多一年了，然后已经快把我所有的见证都讲完了。
I have 5 more years to go at least, right?
我在这里还至少有5年的时间。
So I got to go out and find testimony stuff somewhere, right?
所以我必须出去再去找更多的见证。
So I'm sure when I go to Hawaii, I will get something new, right?
所以我蛮确定我去夏威夷的时候，希望有新的见证可以跟大家分享。
If they send me to Africa, for sure I will get something new also.
所以他们再送我去非洲的话，我绝对会有新的见证。So
praise and thank God.
所以我们感谢赞美主。And
I hope from now on, really, when you prepare for leading Bible studies or prepare to give sermon, that you know that you are more excited, you're more joyful.
所以我们希望从今天开始，我们在继续准备讲道的时候，准备查经的时候，我们都自己会感到很兴奋。
You know, for me, sometimes I get up in the middle of the night and I feel inspired, just like Jerry Maguire, right? You know, like Jerry Maguire in the night. Oh, you guys probably didn't see the movie, right?
有时候我会半夜起来，就感觉好像这个电影 Jerry Maguire 的里面这个人物。
You get up in the middle of the night, you just write a sermon, right? It's like, wow, you feel so inspired. You write this down, that down. Then in the morning, you're like, wow, thank God, right? Really thank God. You have that kind of feeling, right?
我就会半夜起来就感到有灵感，就赶快把一篇道理写完，早上再看，所以就真的感谢主。
But sometimes, even though you sleep for 300 days, you have no inspiration.
但有时候，就算你睡了很久、很长的时间，你还是没有任何灵感。
Sometimes a whole week, I just walk around thinking about God's word. God, please give me something. Give me something, right? All week, nothing, 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 right?
那有时候我在一整个礼拜当中就每天一直在想神的道，然后求神赶快给我灵感，但是一直都想不出来要讲什么。
But I learned not to get stressed out.
但是我也学会说不要太担心。
Because I say to God, God, you, I'm your servant, right? If you want me to speak, you must give me something. That's it.、Right?
因为我跟神说我是你的仆人，你要我说什么，你一定会给我话说。
Even though you want to wait for the last day, last moment to give me, that's fine with me.
可能你要等到最后一天再给我要讲的话题，但这样也可以。
But you know, I never have nothing to say. I always have something to say.
但是我总是一定会有东西说，我从来没有一次没有东西可以说。
Sometimes, of course, I need to talk less, but you know, but thank God, right? But if we really, you know, have that kind of heart of humility and do our best, you know, to prepare ourselves, God will give us the rest. God will give us the rest.
但是有可能有时候我还要说少一点。但是如果我们真的有这颗这个。谦卑柔和的心来想要准备的话，神一定会给我们他的话来说。
We praise and thank God.
我们感谢赞美主。
Let's come up and pray together about 15 minutes.
我们先一起来到前面一起祷告大概15分钟。
Really just to give thanks to God that all of you can be here this morning.
真的来感谢主，说我们今天早上每个人可以在这边。
Even today is Mother's Day.
虽然今天早上是母亲节。
You are still here to, you know, to draw yourself closer to God.
但是大家还在这里来亲近神。
And may God bless you.
愿神祝福你。
And grant you peace and joy.
赐给你平安喜乐。
I probably won't see you until another 6 weeks.
我可能在六个礼拜才会再见到大家。
But after this, I will go to Hawaii for 1 month.
因为之后我要去夏威夷一个月。
Then when I get back, I will go to LA for a regional high school theological seminar.
那从夏威夷回到这个美国大陆的时候，要去这个加州参加这个高中的这个学生联会。
I will come here for the student spiritual convocation.
他来七月再来到休斯顿参加这个中区的学生联会。
And I will leave back to go to California for the National Youth Theological Seminar.
那是要再回到加州去帮忙这个青年神学班。
And I will come back here and I will go to NYST, the National Youth, or NYST, the National Youth Servitude Training.
再来。回到德州之后，要再跑去加州，再去帮忙这个青年这个干部的这个服事的这个讲习会。
So、I'm looking forward for the summer to end so I can see you guys more often.、Right?
所以我很期待暑假赶快结束，我才有办法更有机会来看到大家。
And please come and pray together, just give thanks to God.
我们先一起来到前面来感谢祷告。